used to one up, I can't do it right now. I don't know what we do when we get back in session, we can't wear blue pants. To address this or something.
Oh, you can throw the rules out of the window.
Stand behind it.
Yeah, just keep behind everything.
Behind everything. Take a little sheet.
And more flowers. Ground level.
Yeah. That's an idea.
Waist height grass.
Short medieval chair.
1 minute.
Thank you.
You don't get any.
No pressure.
Be rude.
Is that a poison?
Oh, where are we listening?
I'm sorry.
All right, Kim.
That girl is too much.
She was a pet rally.
Good morning and welcome to our Lord's Day service. We hope the service is a blessing to you. We want to invite you, if you're in town, on Fridays at 1 p.m. out on our church lawn. We are holding a Bible study in the Psalms, but these are Psalms that are never read in church. And so we want to explore those Psalms, and many of them are not politically correct. Many of them are imprecations or lamentations, and they're very valuable to us. So we hope that you come out on Fridays at 1 p.m. on the church lawn. Please bring your own chair. And then next Sunday is a very special Sunday here at Ephraim Moravian Church. We're going to cede our pulpit to a Lutheran. This Lutheran, who's most likely watching today, is Dan Olson, and he's celebrating his 50th year of ordination. So we hope you join us on Facebook Live to watch the service and celebrate with our dear brother, Dan Olson. Let us now turn our hearts to worship the Lord. Thank you.
Our call to worship is taken from Psalm 130. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to the voice of my supplications. If you, O Lord, should mark iniquities, Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with you, so that you may be revered. I wait for the Lord. My soul waits, and in his word I hope. My soul waits for the Lord more than those who watch for the morning. More than those who watch for the morning. O Israel, hope in the Lord. For with the Lord there is steadfast love, and with him is great power to redeem. Please join us as we sing, I Come with Joy.
Time of worship where we bring our praise reports and our prayer concerns. We're so delighted for the Jacobson family and the Bill family and the Girdman family. There's a new baby born, Henry Jacob Bill, and we're so delighted to welcome that little one into the world. For our prayer concerns, we want to mark this moment when we have 600,000 deaths from COVID-19. And we urge people to get the vaccine for the sake of those who might be unable to receive it, or for the sake and health and safety of others. We're delighted that the numbers have gone down, but each number is a person. And so we want to remember those who have lost their lives and all the families that have mourned them. We also want to remember in our prayers the family of Joe Fleischman, who's a friend of a member here. And we also want to remember the family of Deputy Tim First. This is a local Door County deputy who died suddenly. We want to remember in our prayers Lucille, Hetty, and Doug. And then we have those whom we've been praying for week after week, and we will continue to uphold them. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Lord, we are so grateful for new life. We're so grateful for the life of Henry Jacob Bill. We ask that you would surround his family with your care, your love, and your grace. We thank you for the joy that children bring into the household. As we mark this solemn moment of another 100,000 people who have died, Lord, it is too great a number for us. It is too overwhelming a grief for us. We ask that you would surround the families with your care and your grace, and that you would speed all of us to act with utmost concern for those around us, for the health and safety, the ones that you've given to our care. We would remember all the doctors and nurses that are still battling this disease. We ask that you sustain and give them your hope. We would remember the family of Joe Fleischman today. We ask that you would uphold them and give to them your grace as they mourn the loss of their loved one. For the family and friends of Deputy Tim First, we thank you for his service to this community and we ask that you would surround them with your comfort as they deal with an unimaginable loss. We would remember in our prayers Lucille, Hetty, and Doug. We ask that you would strengthen them through the power of your Holy Spirit and restore them to their strength and vigor. We continue to lift up Annette and her husband Jeff, Sarah, Dave, Chris and her daughter Erin, Gail, Greg, Marguerite, Tammy, Jewel Ann, Ray, Kevin, Dean, Jack, Jaden, and Madeline. We ask that you would surround these dear ones with your peace, that they might know that underneath them are the everlasting arms. We ask all these mercies in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Testament scripture lesson is taken from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. But just as we have the same spirit of faith that is in accordance with scripture, I believe and so I spoke, we also believe and so we speak, because we know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will bring us with you into his presence. Yes, everything is for your sake, so that grace, as it extends to more and more people, may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God. So we do not lose heart. Even though our outer nature is wasting away, our inner nature is being renewed day by day. For this slight momentary affliction is preparing us for an eternal weight of glory beyond all measure. Because we look not at what can be seen, but what cannot be seen. For what can be seen is temporary, but what cannot be seen is eternal. For we know that if our earthly tent we live in is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Our gospel lesson is taken from the book of Mark. The crowd came together again so that they could not even eat. When his family heard it, they went out to restrain him, for people were saying, he has gone out of his mind. And the scribes who came down from Jerusalem said, he has Beelzebub, and the ruler of the demons, he has cast out demons. And he called to them and said, and spoke to them in parables, how can Satan cast out Satan? If a kingdom is divided against itself, that kingdom cannot stand. And if a house is divided against itself, that house will not be able to stand. And if Satan has risen up against himself and is divided, he cannot stand, but his end has come. But no one can enter a strong man's house and plunder his property without first tying up the strong man. Then indeed the house can be plundered. Truly I tell you, people will be forgiven for their sins, whatever blasphemies they utter. But whoever blasphemes against the Holy Spirit can never have forgiveness, but is guilty of an eternal sin. For they have said, he has an unclean spirit. Then his mother and his brothers came, and standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you. And he replied, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I'm supposed to read right now, but first I'm going to go hug a little girl. A person doesn't get, this isn't in the text either. I'm a very blessed man. That little girl, another one out there, and some others that are living not too far from us, and a son-in-law sitting there trying to hide. I'm shaken now from joy and pride. You did really good. Now let's see if I can read this. A reflection is written by Reverend Corey Kemp. A few years ago, two New Yorkers out on a drive through the countryside happened upon a beautiful old farm near a picturesque village. The farm called out to them, and seeing the for sale sign, they bought it. Soon after, they both lost their jobs, and the farm was all they had left. They had to figure out what they would do next to keep it. Then a letter came to them from John, their next door neighbor. He was losing his farm to foreclosure. Since they had an empty farm, would they be willing to take him and his 80 goats? Yes, they would, and they did, which led to the opening of their business with sales of handcrafted goat milk soap. The line of products they offered has grown over the years. Among the body creams and shower gels have been added pottery, weavings, and spring goat cheeses, jams, and pastries, all made by the local artisans introduced to them by John. What is now known as Beekman 1802 Company was founded on the beliefs that living with purpose and kindness matters. Their motto, work hard, don't give up, help your neighbor, and you will be successful. They call this both the most simple and hardest recipe for life. Who is our family? Then his mother and brothers came. Standing outside, they sent to him and called him. A crowd was sitting around him, and they said to him, your mother and your brothers and sisters are outside asking for you. And he replied, who are my mother and my brothers? And looking at those who sat around him, he said, here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother, sister, and mother. Amen.
Let us pray. Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ our rock and our Redeemer. Amen. I do want to say something about family. Grandpa is here, and mom and dad, and grandchildren. And what's so wonderful about what Jesus said about family was that I count them as my family. Oh, and the cameraman back there is also part of this family. And even the person across the pond, the British guy, is part of the family. And the secretary is part of the family. And all of you who are at home now are part of the family. And we're so grateful for that family. I want to ask you today, what do you do when your body is decrepit, when your emotions are frayed, and when you say, I just can't stand one more thing, and then one more thing happens? What do you do? Now, some of us crumble, and other of us stand very tall. And I want to encourage everyone who has on their last nerve, on their last leg, who feels like they're going to tumble over, I want you to stand. And I'll tell you why. Because the man who wrote the letter to the Corinthians was on his proverbial last leg. This was a man who was had problems physically. They say that he had some kind of a chronic illness that plagued him his entire life. This was a man who, although he is revered today when we read his words, they echo through the centuries, he was not so revered at the time. This was a man who was run out of town. This was a man who they tried to stone to death. One time, his life was in such danger that his friends had to lower him by ropes in a basket over the city wall, or else he would have been killed. And even those whom he called his disciples, even those who were followers of his words, even those for whom he had established churches, weren't always thrilled with him. And I think that's the hardest thing. Sometimes we can deal with our own physical ailments. We can deal with the outside world. But when the inside world starts hurting us, that's the worst, isn't it? When your family and your friends turn against you. The reason that Paul wrote these letters, especially to the Corinthian church, was because they were also attacking him and saying that he was a fraud. And that he didn't know what he was talking about. How do you stand when the very people who should be supporting you are not? Oh, it's difficult. But Paul said, in spite of that all, he did not lose heart. And I want to tell you why he did not lose heart. It wasn't because he was a sturdy human being. It wasn't because he could leap tall buildings at a single bound. He wasn't a Superman. But he said, the reason I can do this is that I know that the one who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us. The very power of God, the resurrection power of God that was in Jesus, that called him from death into life, will call us from our personal deaths into life. And that is not only life eternal, which of course we are looking forward to, but it is life right now because we live in the backdrop of eternity. So if you're one today that said, I'm on my last leg, I want you to stand up because the power of the risen Christ is within us. If you are one that says, my last nerve has been frayed, I want you to stand up. Because the power of Christ is within us. This man went on to preach and teach in the face of horrific opposition because he knew the power of the resurrected Christ within him. He had a great example. When Jesus started out his ministry, he wasn't lauded. People didn't say, oh, isn't this a wonderful man? Now, some did. But his own family thought he had lost his ever-living mind. And they were going out to take a hold of him, to have a grand intervention and bring him home. The religious leaders who should have lauded a man who was healing the sick and who was saving souls and who was helping people who were bound were the ones saying he's possessed of a devil. And yet he continued because he was operating in the backdrop of eternity. He was operating in resurrection power. And that is how we are to live, even when we're on our last legs, even when our body is falling apart or our family is not giving us the support we need. Or the community is turned against us, whatever it is, we continue to stand because of the power of God within us. Amen. Let us pray. Lord, we are so grateful that we do not stand on our own power, that we do not have what it takes within us with the onslaughts of evil. But that we stand in your resurrection power. And we thank you for those examples of old who stood in the face of unbelievable pressures and continue to stand. And I ask, O Lord, that you would give us all a spine of steel so that we may also serve you in this life. In Jesus' name, amen. We come to the Lord's table, and our communion is an open one. All who wish may come. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the same night in which he was betrayed, broke bread. And when he gave it to his disciples, he said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Let us partake together." Jesus Christ took the cup, and he said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Let us partake together." This cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give to you his peace in the name of Jesus. Amen.